You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
59 high atop Blue Hill. Happy Friday. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
What day is it today?
Today is Friday.
Today is Friday.
It is also
National Bosses Day.
National Boss Day?
What?
My entire staff forgot.
Not so easy being the boss, is it?
Because being a boss is really hard.
Yes.
Are you sure, boss?
I love you, boss.
Happy National Bosses Day.
It's National Bosses Day, so we want to thank our bosses.
That's what being a boss is.
Ready when you are, boss.
I take your position. It's showtime.
WQKX.
I want to know who the heck made National Bosses Day on Friday. What are they, trying to ruin a good Friday for us? Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, talk to me. It'll be great. We could talk about, what could we talk about? Well, Flashback Friday is coming up at 7. You can call in your request early. We tally them all up and we see what we could do from 7 to 9 every Friday morning. We could talk about last night, Drinks for Pink at the Whispering Oaks Winery. Oh my goodness. We had such a good time. Check out our 94KX Facebook page. You can also check out the Tom Morgan Facebook page and see me pretty in pink, I guess. You guys actually like me in pink? Okay. It was a radio station issued t-shirt, but I put a button down on top of it, and I guess the sun was setting and the light was perfect, and I look like whatever. Let us know. We had a great time, though, at Whispering Oaks. TL and KJ with the music, From the Heart with the food, and of course, Whispering Oaks with the vino, including Tataba, which they issue as their October wine of the month every year, with proceeds going to Breast Care Health. All part of Painting the Valley Pink. We'll be at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club Sunday afternoon. Go to our website, WQKX.com, and check all the details. Hope to see you there Sunday. Halloween is coming closer. We have a topic of the day this morning. Morgan in the Morning. What was your favorite Halloween costume when you were a kid? Did you buy them at the store? Were you maybe poor like me, and my mom made our Halloween costumes. She was awful at it, but God love her. We wore them anyway. Everybody had one favorite Halloween costume when they were a kid. We want to know here, Morgan in the Morning. We'll prize you with Wise Markets. We'll take calls throughout the morning. Ford Fun Line always open at 1-800-326-94KX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, of course, from last night. Jimmy Fallon talking a little bit more about what Mark talked about in the news. That would be the J&J booster. Later on this hour, viral comedy. We're going to call it Derek and Victor. Don't be either one of those. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The National Institutes of Health just announced that people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are better off getting a booster from Pfizer or Moderna. Now those people have to decide, do I tell Johnson & Johnson I'm seeing other vaccines, or do I just leave you completely?
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
News coming up next. Mark Lawrence, more on that tractor-trailer accident on Route 15 just south of Lewisburg. It had the southbound lanes blocked. Now all four lanes, north and south, blocked on Route 15 near Furnace Road because of a tractor-trailer accident about 5:30 this morning. That's going to take a while and ruin your morning commute, so pick an alternate route. Or root, if you will. Morgan in the Morning, we're looking for your favorite costumes when you were a kid. Do you have one favorite costume? Did everybody dress like Batman, right, at one time in the 60s? I think I did. 70s, maybe. And now Batman's back, so maybe Batman and all those comic Marvel characters are big. Let me know, though. We'll keep the Ford Fun Line open all morning. including Flashback Friday, because it's a nice flashback to remember back when we were kids at Halloween. 1-800-326-94KX. William Shatner on The Tonight Show last night, a follow-up on his flight into outer space.
Oh, my God, an astronaut. We're not really, you know, astronauts, really, they go up and they do things. We're half astronauts.
No, half astronauts.
How do you describe seeing palpable darkness, blackness of space where there's no filter of dust or dirt or reflections of light? It's there. It's like hanging there. It's evil. It seems like the monster. And then you look down and you see this precious thing, this warm, nurturing Earth, and you see death and life. And you descend, and then you're overwhelmed by the possibility of the Earth ending in a short while, and your life is in front of you. I was overwhelmed by all the things we need to do, and the loves and the losses. I was just, it was an enormous moment for me.
That was good stuff right there. I'm no Shatner fan, but that was good emotional stuff.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark checks the news. Rob the Sports Center. Also AccuWeather for the weekend. Viral comedy still to come. It's good stuff. And what was your favorite childhood Halloween costume? We want to know. Stay with us.
For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
59 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive. Down Route 45. Coming up, viral comedy. Everybody's got a Derek. Everybody's got a brother or a son that shows up drunk at the surprise birthday party.
How are you the last one to show up to your own party? That is messed up.
No, you're supposed to. Derek, you're supposed to be the last one to show up at the surprise party. That's why it's a surprise party. Stay with us. And don't be a Derek. Also, another viral piece of comedy. Maybe don't be a Victor. Victor and Derek on the way. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, here's our viral comedy for the day. Two cuts, really funny stuff. A TV reporter reporting live while he's skateboarding.
As far as Chandler's skate park, they'll be done in about the next 10 days or so. Victor Williams, Local 4.
Victor, you are so cool.
Come on. He's so cool.
You just blew Karen's mind. She was waiting
so
to see
impressed.
That.
I knew he was cool, but that's a whole new level.
Really good stuff, Victor.
All right, Take it easy, guys. But nice job, Victor, reporting Channel 4 News on WDIV-TV in Detroit while skateboarding. Meanwhile, y'all got that relative that drinks too much at family functions. Well, Dad's surprise birthday party was ruined by his son, Derek, who was drunk.
How are you the last one to show up to your own party? That is messed up.
What party?
Your birthday party. What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
What?
A surprise party.
Surprise party?
Are you drunk?
Of course I am. It's a party.
You guys can come out. Derek messed us up. Seriously.
I was wondering where all the cars were.
How stupid can you be?
What are you just saying? It's a surprise party.
Yeah, thanks to doorbell cam and drunk Derek, the party was ruined.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hear him first here. Look him up later. That's what it's all about.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Wise Markets wants to know, what's your favorite childhood Halloween costume? No matter how old you are, you were a kid once. What was your favorite costume? The Ford Fun Line is open all morning long, including throughout Flashback Friday, where we will flashback to our childhoods and talk about our costumes. Call anytime you want. 1-800-326-94KX. Your memory could get you a gift card from Wise Market.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You heard Mark talk about it earlier this morning. Maybe he'll talk about it again with news coming up next. There's now a boat through window at a McDonald's in Germany.
We can see your order on the screen, and we make your food ready. And one person goes and bring the bag out, and wish them a good, enjoy your meal and a happy, good day.
I didn't mention exactly where in Germany we are. It is that the world's only float through McDonald's is in Hamburg.
Yes, it's near Hamburg. Kind of makes sense, right?
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, Flashback Friday, and guess what happens shortly after 7 o'clock?
Keep your phone handy. Another Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel keyword could happen anytime.
Yeah!
On 94KX.
Your Friday keyword comes up. We still want to know on the Ford Fun Line what your favorite Halloween costume was when you were a kid. It could make you a winner. 1-800-326-94KX. News is next. 59 high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Your requests during Flashback Friday and a key to Cancun with Liberty Travel. Keyword coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Yeah, it's Flashback Friday.
70s, 80s, and early 90s.
This is amazing.
All by request from you.
Yes.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Our theme this morning is your favorite Halloween costume when you were a kid as we flash back on a Friday. Let us know. We'll keep the toll-free lines open all day. The Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Okay, maybe not all day, just all morning. Flashback Friday, 94KX, Morgan in the Morning. Yeah, they were dancing queens, right? We got a story on my favorite Halloween costume as a kid. So go ahead.
I used to like to dress up as either a ballerina or a dance, like something to do with dance, because my mom used to make our costumes all the time.
Right.
She was a professional sewer.
Oh, she was?
I had three sisters, and we all dressed up as the same costume, each one of us.
All four of the Johnson sisters dressed up like ballerinas, huh?
That's what it was every year.
Like the earliest time you could remember.
I started to remember doing it when I was in kindergarten.
Oh, my.
At that time, I only had three sisters, and then as the years went on, I had one more. So, yep, we used to do dance and all that kind of stuff.
So the dancing Johnsons were trick-or-treating in Sunbury, is that safe to say?
No, it was not the Dancing Johnsons. It was not in Sunbury.
Well, where'd you grow up?
In New York, on Long Island.
In New York, wow. And you're all dressed as ballerinas. That's why I called you the Dancing Johnsons. I'm sorry. But that's a great story, and you remember it. Like, you look back on it now, and it makes you kind of happy, doesn't it?
I do, because kids nowadays don't do that stuff anymore.
No, they don't. You're absolutely right.
Nope.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, Laurie, and for you, a $25 gift card from Wise Markets.
Okay.
Wow. I feel like Ed Sullivan. Bring on the Johnson Johnsons.
Tobo Gigio.
Tobo Gigio. And the Beatles. All right. I'm sorry. What are we supposed to be doing at this time?
It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Morgan in the Morning keyword is Mexico. No, just Mexico. Just, yeah. Type in Mexico and you are qualified.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night, Fallon and Seth will join us. Fallon talking about what's new with the TSA, and Seth talking about what's new with the NHL. Also, Lynn Hall. What are you doing here?
I don't know. I'm just standing around. I thought I'd just come in now.
What do you usually do at this?
I'm in the production room.
I mean, what do you usually do on this show?
What's
coming up? What's coming up?
Birthday buddies.
There you go. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
The deadline for federal employees to get the vaccine is coming up, and the TSA just announced 40% of its employees are still unvaccinated. they get fired, they're going to be at an employment agency like, is there another job where I can run my hands down people's legs?
The NHL announced 99% of its players have received the coronavirus vaccine. I guess they figure the side effects of the shot can't be worse than the side effects of hockey.
KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! Yes, yeah, some celebrity birthdays for you, Lynn. You ready?
Yes, I am.
It is Flashback Friday, so we like to flashback with celebrity birthdays. Genuine, the R&B star that had like one hit. He's 51.
Okay.
Maybe
right.
He's not so genuine anymore.
Maybe not.
He's just
sadly.
Another, yes. What do you think of when I say bam? Bam! Cooking, bam!
Oh, okay. I was thinking of cartoons, but go ahead.
No, Emerald, the chef, is
oh,
62.
Yes, yes. I'm thinking of Bam Bam, sorry.
Our favorite Jackson is celebrating a birthday today.
Janet.
No.
Oh.
No, Michael? No.
No, no.
Tito.
Oh, Tito is having a birthday today.
My man Tito.
Okay.
Is 68 years old today. Everybody likes to make fun of Tito, but the truth be told, he actually wrote ABC, I Want You Back, and I'll Be There.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
Tito wrote those.
Tito?
Right.
Tito, man, you're we love you. You're good.
Thank you.
You're good with us.
A guy who wrote and sang a song that we played at wedding receptions all through the 80s, Lady in Red, Chris DeBerg, is 73 years old today. You know, he's part of Healing Hands now.
Is he really?
He feels his hands could cure you if he rests them on the top of your head. So,
okay, then. Do you have to wear red while this is happening?
Ladies have to wear red.
Ladies have to wear red.
And finally, Richard Carpenter is 75 years old today. Yeah, one of them there, Carpenters, Karen and Richard.
Karen and Richard.
He was the piano player, 75 years old today.
Okay, wow. All right.
All right, shall we do the locals?
Yes.
And we call them...
Birthday buddies.
We do. Happy birthday to Alicia Eisenhower from Danville. She's 38 today.
Amy Smith from Northumberland is 45.
Chris Harold, Sunbury, 47.
Happy birthday to Christy Ziegler from Sunbury, 65 today.
Wow. Gene Bingaman is 45.
Jennifer Klingerman is 55.
Happy birthday to Jennifer Beachel. Lordy, lordy, Jenny's 40.
Jessica Reich from Middleburg is 37 today.
Happy birthday to Kelly Grandis. She's from Trevorton. She's 44.
Melvin Lesher is from Dalmatia. He's 51 today.
I like the name Melvin.
Yes.
I think if I was named Melvin, I'd just be Melvin. Don't call me Mel.
No.
It ticks me off.
Use the whole thing.
There you go. Michelle Bowersox from Middleburg is 49 years old today.
Robert Eisenhower, 71.
Happy birthday to Tracy Burkowski from Marion Heights, 55.
Sean Fishers from Sealands Grove, 45 today.
And Troy Culver from Blue Hill, right up here somewhere.
Right up here somewhere. Somewhere, yes.
Could you go and yell out the window?
Okay, I'll go yell out the front door.
Sing happy
Troy!
Birthday.
Birthday. Happy birthday.
No, birthday.
Birthday.
Okay, there it is. Happy birthday, Troy. Nobody on the Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Nobody on the text club. And the toll-free line this morning is reserved for two things. Your Flashback Friday requests and your favorite memories of Halloween costumes. What is yours? I got to put you on the spot.
Oh, good. All right.
When you were a kid, which one?
I dressed as Dorothy from Wizard of Oz all the time, every year.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Did you have the ruby red slippers?
No, I didn't have ruby red, but I had a stuffed dog. I put him in a basket, and I had this little pinafore thing on. And,
really?
And I went on with like that for months after Halloween. My mom was so tired of it. It was like, put that away now.
Guys, do you remember the Dorothy coming trick-or-treating at your house in Shamokin back in
me.
The day? It was Lynn Hall.
That was me.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob the Sports Center. Also, we've got AccuWeather still to come. We'll ask Movie Mike what his favorite costume was. I'll bet you it has something to do with a horror movie. Or maybe.
Perhaps.
I could see Movie Mike slipping into a Spider-Man costume.
Well, you never know.
It's all on the way. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
59 high atop Blue Hill on a Flashback Friday. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Movie Mike is in the room. We're talking Halloween costumes. today. First up, Mike, were you a prankster as a kid?
A little bit, yeah. I had whoopee cushions and the peanut can that the snake came out of.
Classics. Talk about flashback.
Yeah.
Coming up, a kid who pulled a prank at high school involving all the morning announcement systems.
Nice.
Nice.
He shot big.
Yeah. We got it big, and we'll talk about Mike's favorite Halloween costume. Horror or no?
No.
No?
No.
Wow. Stand by. You weren't like some action hero, were you?
Not quite.
No?
Not quite. Not quite.
Just the neighborhood hero?
Yes. Exactly. Oh, I like that.
Movie Mike's take on Halloween costumes when we were kids. You can call us with yours. Toll-free lines open. 94KX Flashback Friday. All right, Courtney, you got your song. Push it real good. Now you got to tell me what your favorite Halloween costume was as a kid. Go ahead.
Maybe the classic face Big Bird costume.
What? You dressed as Big Bird?
I dressed as Big Bird one year. The whole costume was like plastic. It felt like a garbage bag. That's how they were made in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, since you dressed like Big Bird, I got to ask you, were you the tallest kid in class?
Absolutely not. I was shortest.
So you were basically living in Big Bird's belly and the head was just the big hat.
Pretty much, pretty much.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hang on, Courtney. I need your address. We're going to send you a Wise Market gift certificate, gift card, actually, just for telling us what your favorite Halloween costume was as a kid as we flash back on a Friday. Hey, you got a kid who likes to play pranks? You know, good old-fashioned pranks are okay, but this high school kid in Illinois took over the announcement system of the high school and pranked everyone, every classroom. Supposed to hear the morning announcements. Instead, they heard a Rick roll, as in Rick Astley. Right, this is good stuff. Listen up.
Stand by for an important announcement.
Stand by.
They overtook our projector.
Oh,
never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Now that is an instant classic. Congrats.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike comes up. The new Bond movie is out. He'll tell us all about it, and he'll tell us his favorite Halloween costume as a kid. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning, Flashback Friday. Flashback Friday with Dr. Hook. Did you ever dress like something sexy with the sexy eyes? Did you ever dress like a doctor, Dr. Hook? Movie Mike is in the house. New movies this weekend or no?
Yes, we have The Last Duel, which is a historical epic with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And we've also got Halloween Kills, the new Michael Myers movie, which Universal was supposed to screen for me Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Okay. Me and many other critics around the country, 2.5 hours before that, they pulled the screening. So they apparently are expecting bad reviews for this movie. So I'm sorry I can't review it for you on opening day. I was supposed to, and then everything fell through.
But you did go to see the new James Bond movie.
I did.
All right.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
How does Daniel Craig fare in his final turn as James Bond? I'll tell you in just a second. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Oscar Isaac and Tiffany Haddish in The Card Counter, one of my favorite movies of the year. You got to go see this movie. It's fantastic. Wow. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. No Time to Die marks the final appearance of Daniel Craig as James Bond. To say he goes out with a bang would be an understatement. There's a new chemical weapon on the scene, and it threatens to obliterate mankind. 007 sets out to stop that from happening, which puts him up against longtime nemesis Blofeld, played by Christoph Waltz, and a new bad guy, played by Rami Malek. No Time to Die has everything we've come to expect from a Bond movie. Thrilling action scenes, cool gadgets, a dazzling opening credit sequence, and so on. Here's what makes it special, though. The Daniel Craig run has spent a little time in each installment looking at James Bond as a person, not just as a spy. No Time to Die pays that off magnificently. The wonderful French actress Léa Seydoux returns as his love interest from Spectre, and the movie spends time digging into how their relationship has changed him. That leads to an emotionally powerful finale that will leave Bond fans both shaken and stirred. Wow. At 2 hours and 43 minutes, the film is a little on the long side. Turns out there's plenty of time to die. and plenty of time for a bathroom break, too. That one minor issue aside, No Time to Die is a highlight not just of the Daniel Craig era, but of the Bond franchise overall. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Moonrakers.
Moonrakers, okay.
Really good movie, and I really like the fact that we get to know James Bond as a person.
Wow.
Over this Daniel Craig run, but particularly in this movie, and the way it pays off is something you're going to want to go see in the theater.
Now, can I see this one without seeing the last one? Is that okay? With this love interest thing and all that?
It helps to have seen Spectre, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it helps. It's not required, but it helps.
And another question. Am I the only person that, since it's Daniel Craig's last movie, I thought he should get killed and then they should have to find another James Bond? Wouldn't that have been cool?
He's going to be retiring here from the role, so there will be another James Bond. Hell, though.
So why don't they ever, like, Sean Connery, why didn't he just die? And then they came up with Roger Moore, you know? Like, what? I don't get it. Like, so then if Daniel Craig would have gotten killed, maybe then a female James Bond. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
I would love to see a female James Bond.
All right. That's pretty neat. All right. We're working our way toward news at the top. We have to know what Movie Mike's favorite childhood Halloween costume was.
Well, I grew up in the days of the Ben Cooper costumes with those flimsy plastic masks and those vinyl dresses you put on. But I was always a Star Wars character. I was always like a stormtrooper.
Oh, wow.
So that would be my favorite, the stormtrooper.
Were you a stormtrooper more than once? Because a lot of people, when they like a costume, they stick with it.
No, I think I was only a stormtrooper once, but that was the one that I really remember and that really stood out to me.
So you love the characters. Tell us, please, you were never Princess Leia, were you?
Not in public, no. No.
Wow.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Mark's got the news. Rob's got the sports. And we've got the AccuWeather. Next hour, my favorite contest of the week. Yes or BS. Stay with us. 60 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill on a Flashback Friday. It's Morgan in the Morning, and we are driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45. How does he say that? I just say Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. And Bob says, it's well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Yes, it is. And it's not in your dreams. Yes or BS. Coming up with a chance for you to win. You know the music.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Don't blow it now. This is the easiest contest ever. Google, use Wikipedia. I don't care. Here's our yes or BS question of the day. Powered up by Old Trail Tavern, step back into yesteryear with Old Trail Tavern. Yes or BS, the tradition of wearing costumes at Halloween actually originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, where people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. Yes or BS? 1-800-326-94KX. We'll grab a random caller. Yes or BS wins you a gift card from Old Trail Tavern. Good luck.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
One more late night soundbite with Jimmy Fallon. This is a good one for Flashback Friday. The Nokia phone company is bringing back one of their old dinosaurs. Also, Tom's top list of the day and our Yes or BS winner. Stay with us. Ah, you love the funky music. It's time.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Kurt, you ready to play Yes or BS?
Sure.
All right, Yes or BS. The ancient tradition of wearing costumes on Halloween, and it is ancient, goes all the way back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, where people would light bonfires and wear costumes to chase away the ghosts. Yes or BS?
I'm going to say yes.
You are correct, Curtis. It is true. That's how far back costume wearing goes. Not sure about trick-or-treating, but that's how far back costumes go. For you, a gift card from Old Trail Tavern, Routes 11 and 15, on the Old Trail Road, Liverpool.
Cool.
Cool is right. The Old Trail Tavern, fresh, local, every day, waiting for you in Liverpool. Yes or BS?
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Nokia just announced that they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of their classic brick phone by releasing a new version. I miss the old Nokias. When you dropped those phones, the screen didn't shatter. The sidewalk did.
Flashback Friday.
Pretty sweet, huh?
On 94KX.
Tom's top list coming up in case you love Halloween this much. Here's the top places from horror movies you can actually visit. Like if you want to make a vacation experience out of it. Tom's top list, next, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, here are the top places you could visit if you like horror movies just in time for Halloween. From the Birds, the Schoolhouse is available at Bodega, California. How about the Blair Witch Project? Yeah, Gaithersburg, Maryland. You can check out Seneca Creek State Park. Wow, the Dakota apartment building in Rosemary's Baby. It's also where John Lennon got killed. What else? Frankenfurter's Castle from the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Yeah, it's actually in Windsor. That's cool. Crystal Lake Diner from Friday the 13th, 1980. Yeah, it's now called the Blairstown Diner. It's in Blairstown, New Jersey. And, yeah, the list goes on and on. Some really cool things. The Myers House from the original Halloween. South Pasadena, California. The gas station from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is in Bishop, Texas. And finally, the cemetery from Night of the Living Dead is, get this, in Evans City, Pennsylvania. Cool.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, we'll talk about all the things there are to do this weekend. Wow, including the Sealands Grove Oktoberfest at the DHNL. I'll be there. This is going to be a good time. We'll talk about it coming up. And our Flashback Friday topic of the day, your favorite costume as a kid. Ford Funline, always open, 1-800-326-94KX. Give us your story. It could make you a winner with Wise Marcus. 61 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Flashback Friday, our Flashback Friday question of the day. What was your favorite costume as a kid? A costume you wore on Halloween, way back, flashing back. Let us know. Toll-free line always open with Morgan in the Morning. 1-800-326-94KX. Let us know what your favorite costume was. It may win you a Wise Market gift card. Wise Market, for all your trick-or-treat needs.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Hey, so much going on this weekend. Oktoberfest is happening in Sealands Grove. It's back. First time since 2016. Is that cool or what? It happens tomorrow from noon till 5 at the DHNL Fire Station in Sealands Grove. Beer, wine, food, 3 live bands. All the proceeds benefiting DHNL Fire Company. 21 or plus event. 21 plus event. Can't stress that enough. Don't get it confused with any other festival you may have heard on the radio. All right. Tickets are $50 a piece. You can still get them, okay, at DHLfire.com. I'll tell you what, I got a pair of them right now. $50 a piece. Give us a call. I'll hook you up. 1-800-326-94KX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Final thoughts on a Flashback Friday. Final thoughts on Halloween costumes. And an interesting message from a listener who's no longer living here. Stay with us.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday. WQKX.
You're on your way to Oktoberfest with me. You live in Sealands Grove, Amy. Can you walk to DHNL?
Not walking distance, but not far.
Okay, you and a guest on the way to Oktoberfest. $50 tickets. You got $100 worth right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. The festival's noon to 5 tomorrow, and I'll see you there. Three great live bands, lots of beer, wine, and food. What do you think?
Sounds great.
It is great. What a great list of activities we have this weekend. Don't forget Pawtoberfest at the Danville SPCA. Sam Tyler will be there. There's a festival in Trevorton. And hopefully Balloon Fest at Spyglass. Cool, the gang. Down where the weather's always hot, an interesting message from a listener named Lisa. She says, "Hey, Morgan, last week your video popped up on going back home. It touched me because I was supposed to be home last week to see the leaves and visit my family and do all those fall things in central PA. But my plans changed and I couldn't fly north. Your little video made me feel nostalgic, especially for Pennsylvania in October. Being the morning show co-host that you are, I've decided to drop my listening of a Tampa area iHeartRadio station and listen to you from now on your app on the stream. Thank you for giving this Pennsylvania coal region transplant Floridian girl a taste of home and also great shots of music like Foo Fighters and STP in the morning." Wow. Thank you for that. You know, sometimes you just do your job and you hope you're entertaining people and you get a message like that. Lisa, thanks for listening in sunny Florida. How about sunny Cancun? Another key coming up with Chad Evans next. Stay with us all day long. Shout out to Spyglass. We'll be at the courthouse cheering you on, man. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.